Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The Humboldt County Department of Public Works has launched a new webpage linked from the main county webpage dealing with a proposal for the McKay tract of land in Cutton. The land is currently owned by Green Diamond Resource Company, and Humboldt County is exploring options related to purchasing the acreage and turning it into a community forest. County officials are currently soliciting public input into the proposal, and a public meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, April 30th at Winship Middle School on Cypress Drive. Some suggestions are building hiking and biking trails and harvesting timber to help pay for the purchase. For more information, check the county website. On Wednesday morning, the Sheriff's Office, assisted by Arcata Police and Humboldt State University Police, served a search warrant at the residence of Eric Eugene Lundin, located in the 1100 block of G Street in Arcata. The 63-year-old Lundin was arrested on Monday on several felony charges, including kidnapping, burglary, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. When deputies searched his residence, they located a .22-caliber rifle and large quantities of ammunition. They also found evidence that Lundin is a member of the Mongols motorcycle gang. Deputies will request additional weapons charges be brought against Lundin. State Assemblyman Wes Chesbro chairs the 40th Annual Fisheries Forum, and the event kicks off today in Sacramento. The forum will be streamed live over the internet on the California channel, and you can also access the audio from the State Assembly website. Attending will be representatives from the aquaculture industry, fishery experts, and professionals in environmental groups as they work toward improving the commercial and sport fisheries along the California coast. On Tuesday in Sacramento, hundreds of people gathered at the State Capitol building to honor the victims of crime. This week is Crime Victims Awareness Week, and the state rally serves as a preview for tonight's vigil in Eureka. The District Attorney's Office and the DA's Office of Victim Witness will host a candlelight vigil at the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center from 6 until 7:30 p.m. This is the sixth local and annual candlelight vigil, and it's held to honor the victims of crime and to remind them of the community support they have. On Tuesday, the Sheriff's Office received a report of two dogs abandoned by the roadside in the area of Dow's Prairie Road and Blake Road in McKinleyville. A deputy located the dogs, an 8-year-old yellow lab and a 3-year-old heeler mix, and took them to the animal shelter. Both dogs are in good health. Abandonment of an animal is a crime. Anyone with information that would assist in identifying the owner of the dogs is asked to contact Animal Control. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Not every decision an elected official makes is done after numerous subcommittee sit-downs. Sometimes those decisions are spurred by personal experience. Supervisor Virginia Bass highlights just such an instance, relating her experience while participating in the Meals on Wheels program. It's not just seniors who get hungry and need the community assistance, their pets do as well.
The programs I'm really interested in right now is this thing called Animeals. And there was a Mayor's for Meals event where different electeds went out on the meal with the Meals on Wheels delivery folks. And when I was out, I had this terrific driver named Sandy Hazel. She was wonderful. But I learned that there's a lot of seniors that get animal food through this program also.
The Meals for Pets program was going to be cut, but Supervisor Bass contacted the volunteers and soon learned that Animal Wheels will continue through May. Bass is now looking for community help to reduce the $10,000 cost.
So that's something individually I'm working on that, I did want to give a little bit of press to. And, you know, we're looking for, you know, whether it's working with stores that could help supply at a reduced cost, perhaps some more volunteers. We're not sure what this looks like. All I know is we've paid to extend the amount of time, so no one's going to lose this program.
Meals on Wheels delivers meals to hundreds of homebound seniors across the North Coast. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.